You're listening to WKGN, AM 1340 Knoxville, FM 101.5 West Knox, and streaming online at foxsportsknoxville.com. Fan Run Radio.
I spent about 10 hours yesterday thinking about this. It really dominated my entire evening.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
They're mean, and they know how to hunt in packs. I'm not having to ask if my Eagles are coming all at once. I know my Wolves are coming at once, because they run in packs. They know the mob mentality.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And I just saw a video of them getting stomped out by a giraffe.
Bears are
big
and slow.
Big goofy Jeffrey from Toys R Us are kicking the Lions ass.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
Think of Albert Haynesworth on a football field also with a 4-4 speed. That's what we're looking at with Bears. Hour two of the program coming at you. The stuff in Nashville with the mayor yesterday was pretty wild.
Yeah. I had that.
You had that as a headline?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to step on your
headlines. No, not at all. But it is pretty wild. She was revealed that she had an affair with her security guard, right? Said she's planning to continue serving in office.
You ain't taking this job from me. You're going to have to vote me out. I'm not stepping down. I think that's what I would do in pretty much any scandal, too. I'm not stepping out. You're going to have to come fire me. I'm not willingly removing myself from anything.
Hey, respect to her for that, I guess. I don't know.
I liked her quote with God will forgive me, but the citizens of Nashville don't have to.
And is that what she said?
Yeah.
Oh,
but I think she was saying, like, you guys don't have to forgive me. You can be mad. I'll work hard to earn your trust back. But the first time I read it, I was just like, yeah, I don't care what you think. God will forgive me. I don't care what my constituents think. But I think she was trying to just say, you guys don't have to forgive me. You can be upset. I'll do my best to make this right.
She plans to continue serving in office.
Yeah.
She certainly has been up to this point, right?
Been getting served. And that, well, I guess, is what people are mad about, is because they went through and they found out that her and her head of security took some trips abroad.
That taxpayers paid for.
Went like 6 days in Greece together.
Yeah.
I was curious of why the mayor of Nashville would be in Greece, why that would just be like something she would need to do. I saw some people saying, why would
with the soccer stadium or something?
Why would the mayor of Nashville have to have security abroad? Like, no one in Greece knows who the hell she is. No one's trying to run up on her. It's not like she's the president.
I don't think anyone in Tennessee would know who she is.
Right. Does she need security even in Knoxville?
Probably not. I'd never seen her before until this.
And if you did, you're not really going to try to hurt her, right? I mean, I guess there are some psychos in the world, but
it depends on who this security guard is.
And then they
probably
looked
wouldn't want to run into his girlfriend anywhere.
They looked up the overtime pay. He had received like $130,000 in overtime pay the last 2 years.
I got to pay him for his services.
That's a pretty good gig. This guy was living high on the hog.
Yeah.
Making love to a powerful woman, getting paid for it. All on the clock. Getting even overtime money. Getting a time and a half.
Well, to be fair, he was, you know. He was serving overtime, I imagine.
He was going above and beyond his regular duties.
He was doing what he had to do for the mayor.
He protected and served.
Yeah. She said she accepts full responsibility for the pain she caused her family and his family. She apologized to her husband, Bruce, who she said remains committed to their marriage. Poor Bruce. What is Bruce going through here? I wonder where Bruce works. You know, he's probably on the job today, and his coworkers are probably taunting him about this.
Bruce, her husband?
Yeah. I mean, think about Bruce. What is he having to deal with? Now, to be fair, who knows what Bruce was doing? I mean, we don't know the whole story. Bruce could have, you know, he could have been messing around too. I mean, I don't know. Just speculation.
I saw a lot of people pointing how weird Bruce is.
Is Bruce a pretty weird guy?
Yeah.
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 I feel bad for him, though, because you know he's at work today, and everybody's like, hey, saw a story about your wife. Yeah. Feel bad for Bruce.
Yeah, what do you do if you're him? Do you stay?
You have to.
You have to stay?
I mean, what kind of money is she making?
That's what I said yesterday. Like, she can't be making enough money to stick around for that.
Mayor of Nashville. I don't know. Depending on the kind of money she makes probably, I don't know. You think she makes $500,000 a year?
Surely to God not. $500,000 a year?
I mean, after
the president makes like $400,000. You think we're paying the mayor of Nashville $500,000 a year?
No, I mean after.
She makes $180,000 a year.
That's not enough money.
But, I mean, along with, what is the word? I'm like, not incentives.
Benefits?
But, like, yeah, like all these other. She probably has, like, personal use of a plane and all that kind of stuff. Or does she? Maybe mayor of Nashville.
She got to take a trip to Greece, I guess, but he didn't get to go.
It increased 32% before she got in office. It didn't apply to the last person, but applied for her. It went from 136.
Well, I mean, 180,000 to 180 is quite a bit of money, though.
Yeah, but
like, what is Bruce making? What does Bruce do?
I don't know what Bruce does. All I'm saying is, I'm not sticking around for a $180,000 salary.
Well, I mean, if
like
Bruce,
when Hillary stayed with Bill, Bill was the president.
Yeah,
that's a little bit different.
I mean, look though, if
now,
Bruce,
granted, that's a whole country. Like the whole country knows what happened.
If Bruce is, you know, if he's an engineer and he's making a couple hundred thousand a year, he can probably move on. But if Bruce is a radio host, or if he's
he's a radio host, he might just need to stick around.
Or a bank teller, you know, somebody who doesn't make as much money. I mean,
Bentley, look up and see if you can find out what Bruce Barry does as a career. He looks retired. I mean, he's old. He looks old.
I haven't seen any pictures.
I saw only one picture of him. He looked like the scientist in Back to the Future. He looked like the scientist in Back to the Future.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I would cheat on him, too. Poor Bruce.
Yeah, right as I said that, Thomas still tweets in that Bruce Barry looks like a coked-out Doc Brown from Back to the Future. Yeah, I saw one picture of him, and I thought he's a little bit heavier from what I saw, but he looks just like the professor in Back to the Future. I don't know if his prospects were any better. Maybe he should just stay.
It looks like he works at Vanderbilt University, professor of management. Professor of sociology.
Oh, that's even worse. Now he's got college kids taunting
him.
Oh,
no.
Those snobby Vanderbilt kids.
But he's got a good job. Yeah, you got to leave her. You got to leave her, Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce. I think Bruce has got to leave her. He kind of looks like...
You do the tours. You hit all of the Nashville news shows. Talk about how you're brokenhearted.
He kind of looks like, in this one picture, he kind of looks like the guy from Dumb and Dumber if he, like, stuck his head into an electrical outlet. Yeah, Bruce is not a good-looking man.
You do all the media rounds, talk about how you're brokenhearted, talk about how this hurts your family, but you're going to overcome it. You're a damaged single dad now, Bruce.
Why is she with this guy anyway?
Love.
How could you fall in love with this guy?
Maybe he's got a good personality. Why are you being tough on Bruce?
Well, I mean, I feel bad for Bruce, but he's not a good-looking guy at all. Let's see. Sergeant Robert, what's the dude's name?
This guy looked handsome.
Let me find a picture of him here.
That guy was handsome. The security chief.
Sergeant Robert Forrest is his name.
Yeah.
And he's not that great either.
Not that great either?
No, I think she's got a thing for these
dorks.
Dorky-looking men.
Oh, yeah, well, he isn't that handsome. I don't think I ever saw a picture of him. Maybe I just assumed.
Yeah, he's old, too. These are both old guys. She's not bad looking. Like, why does she have a thing for these guys? She just likes these old, goofy
Maybe they're
looking.
Nice. The guy's a professor at Vanderbilt. He's smart. He's intelligent. He can probably hold a conversation.
I guess she just likes these old, goofy-looking men. Well, she's probably pretty old, too. I don't know. Anyway.
You're getting off track.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give advice to Bruce on how he can put his life back together. And you're just sitting
here.
Well,
what do you do? What do you do if you're Bruce right now?
I just told you. I file for divorce. I don't know how old the kids are. If they're under 18, I want custody. If they're not, if they're over 18, okay, whatever.
They got to be in their 20s by now.
I would think so. I say that this has hurt our family, that your trust has been betrayed, and you can never look at her the same. You wish her the best, but you have to go out and live the last stages of your life being happy. And then you go on the Nashville news channels, you hit every little news outlet you can do, and you do an interview and you become charming.
We should get him on.
I don't know if we'll help him. He needs to go stay in his lane in Nashville. If he wants to move, I mean, if he wants to move to Knoxville, sure. But we don't want to have a Vanderbilt professor on.
I mean, maybe.
I guess it would probably. I mean, I would listen to an interview with him.
To talk
right
about
now.
His wife's infidelity.
Yeah. At what point did you know, Bruce? Did you ever suspect it?
It was when all the reports came out. I found out the same time everyone else did. No, I don't mean to speculate, but who knows what Bruce was up to. I mean, I don't want to throw all this on. There's always two sides to these things, you know. I don't want to throw all this on the mayor, on Megan. I mean, who knows what Bruce was up to?
So you're saying that he forced her in? He forced her into the arms of another man.
I don't know. Maybe he's...
It seems like you're casting that doubt pretty much based on nothing.
No, I'm just I'm just asking questions. Maybe he's very possessive, very controlling of her, or something. You know, something like that. I don't know.
Is there a stigma with college professors dating students? There's no stigma with that, right? Or is there? Is that legal? Is that illegal?
I don't think you're supposed to date your students.
Okay,
I think that's a conflict of interest.
I know Ross had to hide it on Friends, but
I mean, I think the thought would be like if you're messing around with one of your students, like they could get good grades.
Oh, of course.
You just pass them along.
Yeah, that's why they're messing around with you when you're an old, ugly man.
Okay.
Because they get an A.
All right, well, maybe go with just the grad assistants. Maybe go with, like, your teacher aides, Bruce.
So maybe, Bruce.
Not some students.
Not Kaylee from Kyo.
Yeah, let's just hit some more headlines after the break. Back on the program, let's kick it over to Cody Mack for some more headlines.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Drew Brees has no intention of hitting free agency. According to CBS Sports, he said, "I am a Saint for life." He says he's coming back. Actually, I'm very confused by this. He told Ellen DeGeneres that he's coming back.
He said, Ellen's breaking the news.
He said, "Ellen, I'm a saint for life. I'm a New Orleans saint for life." I guess he went on Ellen. I don't know.
I'd imagine that's where he told Ellen was on Ellen's show.
I imagine so. I must have missed it. I don't know.
We do the show during Ellen's show. Understandable how you would miss it.
I thought she was in the late afternoon. Is she on right now?
Ben says 11.
Well, Ben would know. Ben's a big Ellen fan.
I don't think 11's true. She's not on at 11.
She's got to be
in
the afternoon.
She's on CBS, right? And Price is Right's been on at 11 o'clock for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I was younger, I would try to turn it on at noon, and I'd just get the local news, and I'd just miss it, and I'd be so upset. Anyways, keep going.
Yeah, it probably doesn't matter. Sticking with the quarterbacks thing, Aaron Rodgers. 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
Is it on CBS?
Really?
Oh, it's on NBC.
NBC, 11 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow, 11 a.m., Monday.
So I thought she was on CBS. That's why I said that.
She used to be on.
Yeah, that's cool. I was right.
Okay, you're a bigger Ellen fan than me. Congratulations, Ben. Turn your microphone off.
All right. Aaron Rodgers wishes he was consulted on the Packers quarterback coaching change. He went on ESPN Radio's Golic and Wingo in Minneapolis and said that some of the Packers' offseason changes were a little strange. "My quarterback coach didn't get retained," he said. "I thought that was an interesting change, really, without consulting me. There's a close connection between quarterback and quarterback coach, so that was an interesting decision." He does not sound happy about that.
Two thoughts. One, Mike and Mike float off the tongue so much better than Golic and Wingo.
Well, of course.
Right? Like, I mean, that the name of that TV, of that radio show, just so much more convenient than Golic and Wingo. That sounds awful. That sounds awful. They should have just went with Mike and Trey.
That sounds like a law firm or something.
Yeah.
Golic and Wingo Associates.
No thanks. It sounds like garlic and wings is what it sounds like. It sounds like garlic
wings.
Which
are good. They are good.
Second thought is Aaron Rodgers. How do you not consult him if you're changing his position coach? Like, I feel like you got to consult him, right? Like, you've already done him the disservice of surrounding him with average talent, average coaching in Mike McCarthy. How do you not at least say, hey, do you want this quarterback coach? Because, I mean, quarterback coach, if I'm him, I'm looking and say, hey, guys, my QB1's playing pretty well. It's not my fault that you gave me Brett Hundley as my backup. Unless the quarterback coach said he thought Brett Hundley was good and that they could roll with him, but that still falls under Mike McCarthy.
Right.
If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm like, that's my coach. I'm a pretty good player, right? Are you saying I'm not good enough? Is that why you're firing my position coach? You guys brought in Brett Hundley. That's kind of on you, Ted Thompson. That's on you, Mike McCarthy. This quarterback coach, though, did not look like how to picture a quarterback coach looks like, though. Alex Van Pelt has been living in Milwaukee for a long time, eating some brats and drinking a lot of beer. He's a big old boy.
Yum, 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 yum.
But if Aaron Rodgers likes him, to me, that should supersede pretty much anything else inside that organization. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm just mad about everything. Matt Stafford gets paid more than me. Kirk Cousins is about to get paid more than me. I'm, what, the eighth highest paid quarterback, about to fall down to 9 or 10? Give me a break. Give me a break. I got to play with all these idiots. You're not breaking the bank for me. Can I get some more talent? Can I get a better receiver than Jordy Nelson, who's white? And I'm sorry, Jordy Nelson's fine, but can I get a better guy than him, please? I've turned Devontae Adams into a star. He couldn't catch for his first, like, 3 years in the league. Randall Cobb, okay, he's a slot receiver. He's cool, I guess. Can I get a real playmaker on the outside, please? Can you get me a tight end? And I know you went and got me Michael Bennett. Whatever. About time.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers will end up going to the Warriors.
JerMichael Finley. That was his tight end for so long. The biggest waste of talent ever.
All 30 MLB teams, that stands for Major League Baseball, I believe, will have protective netting extending to at least the far ends of both dugouts installed by opening day. This provides baseball fans with a variety of seating options when they come to the ballpark, including seats behind the protective netting, which is important, according to Commissioner Rob Manfred. Major league clubs are constantly evaluating the coverage and design of their ballpark netting, and I'm pleased to say they will be providing fans an increased inventory of protected seats.
Yeah, no brainer.
Of course. Here in Knoxville, Rick Barnes committed a level 3 NCAA violation. Have you heard about this yet?
I saw the headline.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal. He apparently just used his own money to boost one of his assistants' salary. So it was Desmond Oliver, one of his assistants, and he wasn't making as much money as the other coaches. Apparently UT would not pay him as much. They wouldn't equal out his salary. And so Barnes just did it out of pocket. He didn't know that was an NCAA violation.
Do we know how much he paid him? Do we know how much the difference was? I guess we could just do some math and look at the other college basketball coach. He didn't pay him as much as his other basketball assistants, because I was under the impression Desmond Oliver was assistant number one. Like, he's always been the guy that they said, oh, yeah, if Barnes does well, Desmond Oliver will be your next coach in waiting.
Well, Barnes seemed to think he was very valuable. And that's why I paid him out of pocket. I'm not sure why UT wouldn't clear it. Apparently it was something to do with Dave Hart, and he wouldn't clear it. And when John Curry came in, it was actually resolved. For like the first year, Barnes was paying him out of pocket.
Okay.
But then John Curry, being the wonderful athletic director that he was, came in and resolved it. I guess that was his biggest accomplishment, other than bringing back the Lady Vols name.
Got a tweet coming in that Ellen comes on at 4 p.m. on NBC and that Ben Lee is an idiot.
Really?
We'll work to verify. I'm sure she comes on different times at different markets, but it says 4 p.m. on NBC, according to an anonymous DMer. We've received a tip on the tip line that Ben Lee is an idiot.
She might have two different shows.
No, she has one. Don't try to take up for Ben Lee. He's wrong.
Well, speaking of Ellen, 28 Russians, including medalists, have Olympic doping bans lifted.
What's the tie to Ellen there?
I don't know. She seems like she could be involved with Russian doping. Just me recklessly speculating. 28 Russian athletes have had their bans overturned. However, the International Olympic Committee said they could still be blocked from competing at this month's Pyeongchang Games. The Court of Arbitration for Sport ruling on Thursday was set to reinstate Russia 7 medals from the 2014 Sochi Olympics, including gold in men's skeleton and men's 50-kilometer cross-country skiing.
I saw this story, and I don't care about the Russian bans. I don't care about that at all. My initial reaction, Cody, was those poor guys that finished silver
and should have won gold
and thought they won gold once they stripped the gold from these other people. Now they get knocked back down to silver.
Oh, you mean the guys who actually finished second,
yeah,
but thought that then they got to win?
Yeah. Ones are like, yeah, the gold medals has been suspended, so basically you won gold.
Well, I'd keep my gold medals if I'm them.
I feel bad for them.
I mean, to be honest, though, they didn't really win.
Well, yeah, but they lost to dopers. They lost to cheaters.
True.
They might have would have won.
That's just part of it, though, in my opinion.
Okay, whatever.
Well, anyway, the 28 who had their bans lifted can now seek late entry into the Pyeongchang Olympics. So that's good. And then one other local headline here. Knoxville Sports Radio is changing up. I don't know if you heard about this, but WVLZ announced a sale yesterday that has forced local hosts Tony Basilio and Jason Swain to make moves in the market, according to the Knoxville News Sentinel.
I think everyone, I mean, I know you and I have, and I know that Houston and Nate, and I don't think Russell ever did, although he might have. Pretty much everyone in this market's had some type of spin on 1180 AM.
Yeah.
And over the last couple of years, I mean, there wasn't much left to it. It was a lot of just static and stuff. But we all kind of had learned some career lessons over there, good and bad. And I do think it makes us appreciate our time here on WKGN, Fox Sports Knoxville. That was my takeaway from that was kind of figured it was coming soon. We all kind of went there. Some good times, some bad times, mostly bad. But, like, yeah, it makes you appreciate kind of what we have here at 1340.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely does. That was my initial reaction yesterday, too, is really glad I made it over here.
Alex Hill DMs in Ellen Show at 11 a.m. wherever he lives on WBIR. Okay, so that's here in Knoxville. Maybe Ben Lee's not an idiot. Maybe Ellen just gets aired twice. Is NBC hurting for programming, or they're airing Ellen twice? What's going on here?
Why are there so many conflicting opinions on Ellen?
Austin, the original Austin who tweeted in, his NBC is WRCB. I don't know what city that is. But here in Knoxville, 11 a.m., Ben Lee, point for you.
Did you know that Ellen is 60 years old?
Yeah, I just knew that because she had a birthday very recently, and everyone's like, wait, Ellen's 60? Oh, she looks great for 60.
Mm-hmm.
Let's catch a break. We'll hit the phone lines when we come back. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The best age.
Back on the program, 865-546-8200. Differentiating reports. People in Knoxville all admitting Ellen comes on at 11 o'clock. People in Chattanooga or in the mid-state. I mean, you keep in mind, like, the radio station's in Knoxville, but we are statewide. I mean, I saw the numbers, the streaming numbers, the podcast numbers. We're all over the place. you know, one of our biggest sponsors is down in Chattanooga. We're up at Bean Station. We're all over the place. So sorry if I messed up the TV with Ellen. You were right, Ben. How does it make you feel to be right? Eh, cut your mic off. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
Poor Ben.
Let's blow through this Roger call. Good morning, Roger.
Oh, well, hey, John. How's it going today, buddy?
Doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Cody, how you doing? Hey, buddy.
I am excellent, Roger. I hope you're doing well. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, where you been, Roger?
Yeah.
Where you been?
I've been hanging out, you know.
Hanging out, doing what?
At the house, you know.
You can't pick up a phone and keep us updated on what's going on?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, every day we need an update. Every day.
Okay, all right. I'll try to walk to the mall. How's that?
Maybe Roger just didn't want to talk to you, John.
Roger doesn't like me. It's sad.
And I like you, John. I know, Roger.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not. I'm serious.
I'm just kidding, Roger. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. All right.
Don't ever take anything I say seriously, Roger.
Oh, all right. How can you tell somebody about somebody serious or kidding with you? How you know? For you, John.
I'm just always kidding, Roger. With other people, you got to be able to read them. I don't know. It's tough. Cody always tricks me. I don't know if Cody's serious or if he's just playing this dumb. I really don't know if Cody's as stupid as he acts or if he's just playing. I'm just kidding again, Roger. Don't get mad.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna say he's stupid. Cody's
he's pretty
stupid.
Dumb. He's pretty dumb.
No, I say he's smart. I say he's smart too. That's
He's okay.
Smart.
He has his moments.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm saying. I'm sure we all do.
Yeah, that's true. Touche. You got me there. We all have our moments. So what's up?
Yeah.
What's your question?
I play card tomorrow. Can I card tomorrow too?
Yeah. Have me a good question about something that's not Tennessee sports related. It can be about any question in life. I don't want to talk about Jeremy Pruitt yet, and I don't want to talk about recruiting or basketball. Definitely not Lady Vol basketball. I want you to ask me a question about something else.
I'm going to ask you anyway. You know, anyway.
Good. Good.
My Super Bowl.
Oh, nice.
How's that?
Yeah, that's good. Let's hear it. What's your question?
I got a few questions for you about Super Bowl.
Let's ride.
The first question is who you're for first.
Who you rooting for? I don't really care either way, to be honest. I don't like Philadelphia. If Carson Wentz was playing, I'd probably root for the Eagles, but I don't really care.
Barnett.
Barnett with the Eagles. Okay, good point. Good point by Cody. I'm rooting for Derek Barnett to get a ring. Good point.
I would like to see that too, but I do hate their fans. It kind of makes me want to pull for Tom Brady almost.
If you watch on Twitter, the NFC East has some pretty good going back and forth between fans, like Eagles, Cowboys, Redskins, and Giants fans, and they always make fun of the Eagles for not having any rings. So it'd be kind of cool to see the Eagles not win a Super Bowl. But Derek Barnett does play for the Eagles, and I would take I'd be happy for him.
If it weren't for Derek Barnett, I'd pull for the Patriots in this game.
I would remain kind of unbiased, I think.
Okay, I'll put Eagles to win, and that's
okay.
Go Eagles Sunday, and I just want to ask you about for the game wise. How you think for the matchup? I haven't really heard about the matchup, how you see them? Both of y'all, how y'all both see them for the matchup? How y'all see the matchup going between both sides.
Philadelphia's defense is pretty good. It's not as good as Jacksonville's, but Philadelphia's defense has been good all year. Their offense is better than Jacksonville's, so I do think they will have a really good chance to be in this game. It's just whenever they play in the Super Bowl, though, like the Patriots always win. Tom Brady always finds a way to win. So, he's going up against Nick Foles, who's a backup. So, you can't pick the Eagles in this situation, or at least I can't. I got to give the benefit of the doubt to the Patriots there.
Okay.
Appreciate the phone call, Roger. I'll talk to you tomorrow, brother. He asked what your thoughts were, Cody.
On the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, I mean, I think Tom Brady's probably going to – I think New England's going to win.
The Eagles are a better team. The Eagles are a better team. Tom Brady's a better quarterback.
You think the Eagles are a better team? I mean, they're better defensively, of course.
I think their offense is better. I think their defense is better. And what I mean, they have better players. Yeah. They just don't have – like, if you switch Tom Brady and Nick Foles, then the Eagles win by 20.
Yeah.
Would be my prediction. If Nick Foles was quarterbacking the Patriots and Tom Brady was quarterbacking the Eagles, I think the Eagles blow them out.
What if the Eagles had Belichick but the Patriots still had Brady?
I don't think it would – I still think the Patriots would win.
You think Brady's that important in this game? I mean, yeah, I mean, I agree.
But I think, like, the Eagles, I think their defense is better. I think their offense outside of Brady is better. And if they had Carson Wentz even, maybe they would win this game. And that has to make you sick if you're an Eagles fan. You still made it to the Super Bowl, so you're happy.
But
right?
Your quarterback's hurt.
But it's not your quarterback. It's going to be really interesting what happens with Nick Foles in the offseason. What happens if Nick Foles wins this Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Awkward.
I mean, you take the Super Bowl, you're happy, but, like, what do you do? What do you do in that situation?
Yeah, just name Nick Foles a starter, I guess.
I don't think you can do that, but do you trade him? Do you do right by him and say, yeah, we're going to try to get you on a team where you can start? You've proven you can be a starter in this league.
Yeah, just trade Carson Wentz. No. That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Right, but what do you do? Does a guy lead you to the Super Bowl and you keep him on the bench? You have to do right by him in that situation.
Do the right thing.
I would think so.
Yeah.
But, like, you need a quality backup, and if Nick Foles doesn't recover from his ACL in time, like, you're going to need a quality backup, but it's going to be hard to ask somebody to go back to the bench.
I think if you're the Eagles, you got to hope that Nick Foles doesn't lead you to a Super Bowl.
I don't think that's what you do.
When it happened with Brady, he replaced Bledsoe.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that seems a little bit different. Yeah,
it's Brady.
I was going to say, that seems like as if Nick Foles was the quarterback, and then Carson Wentz comes in, and he's really good, and they win the Super Bowl, and he's younger. And you're like, okay, yeah, he's cheaper, he's younger. We can get this guy in and be better for the future. I'm reading a headline right now. Nick Foles' contract would make him a free agent if he's on the Eagles in February of 2019.
Nick Foles got a bright future.
Foles signed a 5-year contract with the Eagles, but it had one major caveat. If he is on the Eagles roster come February 2019, the final 3 years of his deal will automatically be voided and he'll become a free agent. So basically, they're either going to trade him by February or just let him walk. They have 1 year to make that decision, February 19th. So they get this whole offseason to figure it out. So obviously he's not going to be a backup for long in Philadelphia if he is, right?
Yeah.
Do you keep the 1-year insurance policy on Wentz and say, yeah, we'll keep Foles? Because, I mean, Foles stunk, quite frankly, against the Raiders and against the Cowboys to end the regular season. Against the Falcons, he was okay. They scored, what, 15 points? That was 15-10? And obviously against the Vikings, he shredded them. He was great. Threw 3 touchdowns, threw 300 yards. He played well. I don't know if teams will be lining up to sign him to start. I don't think they probably should be. I don't know, though. Like, if you're the Browns, I guess maybe you bring him in. If you're the Browns, you'd be interested in trading him, at least being a starter instead of Kaiser, right? And then if you take a quarterback in the first or with your first or fourth pick, let him sit a year, at least half a year. Maybe that's the move instead of giving Kirk Cousins a big contract. I don't know. But outside of that, like, who the hell's lining up to sign Carson Wentz? Maybe the Cardinals, Arizona, since Palmer retired, they don't have anybody. Like, I don't know. Maybe this is just his one shot at glory, getting the Super Bowl win on Sunday.
Maybe so.
For power rankings, I got 2 ideas kind of related to the Super Bowl. One is, I guess, related to the halftime Super Bowl. And you wanted to just power rank the performances of the Super Bowl, right?
All-time halftime shows, yeah.
That was a 3rd idea, I guess. I forgot about that one. Timberlake's doing the halftime show. He has a new album. Does the album come out tomorrow or the Saturday, Friday after? I think it's the Friday after. Do his top 5 songs. Last night, a listener DM'd me an idea saying that we should power rank the annual sporting events we most look forward to, like the Super Bowl, Final Four, NBA Finals, things of that nature. Power rank those five together. And we can do that pretty much in front of the Masters as well, or in front of March Madness. It's not necessarily as Super Bowl dependent. Think about what you want and let me know, and we'll do it in hour three.
Okay. Are you surprised that – you realize we haven't talked about the Super Bowl all week until just now?
I kept waiting for the right time, but I also don't know how to attack it from an interesting angle. Like, the Patriots are boring. There's no new storylines.
Yeah. Well, there's just been – and there's been, like, a lot of basketball news this week.
Yeah, the NBA's done a good job of, like, keeping the headlines from the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I just realized – I mean, I don't think we've mentioned a word of it, have we, until Roger called? I mean, I don't remember – like I said, I don't have a memory, but I don't think we have.
I mean, we'll figure out. Let's figure out if we can find some conversation about it next.
Precision.com.
Back. Nicely done. Nicely done. Jason Mitchell tweets in, Bledsoe ended up with the Cowboys. Foles could go to the Broncos, Chiefs, Jags, Vikings, Jets, Bills, or Dolphins. Yeah, he could. He could. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't necessarily leave him on the bench unless you're worried about Wentz's knee. Bledsoe obviously didn't win the Super Bowl with the Patriots, though. Like, he was on the roster. He got a ring, don't get me wrong, but he didn't quarterback that team to the Super Bowl. That was Tom Brady. Obviously, you know that. I mean, I'm just saying that's the difference. It'd be weird if Wentz won the Super Bowl of one team and then all of a sudden, or Foles, I should say, wins the Super Bowl with the Eagles and then he's playing for a new team the next year. And that's what they'd have to do. I mean, you're not going to get rid of Wentz, who's electric and young and cheap and good. Going through those teams, the Broncos, like, if you're the Broncos, like, you're going after Kirk Cousins. If you're the Chiefs, Foles could be a backup, but he's not starting over Mahomes. Mahomes is the guy of the future there. Like, they traded up, traded draft picks. He looks electric in preseason, and then when he got to play, like, he's got a strong arm. Another offseason of getting ready with Andy Reid, he'll be good to go. The Jags are interesting because Blake Bortles got that surgery. He's going to be on the roster, and he's going to get $18 million or $19 million. Like, you can't get rid of him. Vikings? If you're the Vikings, like, is Foles an upgrade over Bradford, Keenum, or Bridgewater? I don't think he is. The Vikings should be another team after Kirk Cousins, I think. At least on a one-year deal. Like, at least, like, hey, come here, we'll give you one big deal, and we'll see if we can make this work. And if you like it, you can stay type of thing. The Vikings should be after Cousins. The Vikings probably, I want to say, win the Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins this year. Get to the Super Bowl. Although the way that defense got gutted by Philadelphia, I'm not sure. Jets, nah, if you're the Jets, you can't get Nick Foles. Bills, no. Dolphins, no. Like, that's the problem with Nick Foles is if he wins this Super Bowl, he's still not very good, I don't think. But he's going to have a Super Bowl ring. So it's going to be a really interesting market for him. And don't get me wrong, back in the day, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, Matt Flynn got a big-ass contract for, like, one performance against the Lions when Aaron Rodgers rested and he threw for, like, 500 yards, and the Seahawks gave him a big contract. And then he didn't even make it to the year as a starter because they drafted Russell Wilson and got into camp and realized Russell Wilson's just much better. That, to me, that's the interesting stuff about this Super Bowl is the fallout. The actual game to me doesn't really matter. If the Patriots win and Brady gets six and Belichick gets six and they continue their dominance, like, do they do anything different? Do they agree to go their separate ways? Like, there's no coaching job still open for Belichick. Everyone thought, you know, he might be interested in the Giants. Well, they hired somebody. So, like, they're not going to break up. Brady's not going anywhere.
I imagine they'll just keep going as they've been going.
Yeah, Belichick doesn't seem like the type of coach who's going to walk out on top. Belichick doesn't seem like the type of coach that's going to ever retire.
Yeah, he's probably going to die coaching.
Yeah, I mean, he's cut from the same cloth as Bill Parcells. Like, I could see him retiring 10 years from now.
Yeah.
And going into the front office somewhere. But, like, he's winning. Like, his life – you don't retire when life is easy and you're excellent. I guess Michael Jordan went out on top when he still probably could have played. But, hell, he had to have been exhausted. He was actually playing and making the finals and not resting and playing every game. Like, he had to have just been exhausted. Belichick – you got your system, man. Life's pretty easy if you're him. You have the same routine. You get up. You come to practice. You probably eat the same thing. You probably have the same exact routine pretty much every day, and you don't have to get hit in the head. And you get to cash a $7, $8 million check. Life's pretty easy. You can further distance yourself between you and any other coach that challenges you.
Yeah, he's only 65. I mean, 65 is like the new 40, you know? I don't know. I feel like this is just me. If I'm 65, I'd probably want to quit and just go.
Go out on top?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
get to the front office. But he's a football lifer. He's not going anywhere.
Well, no, I know. I'm saying I think a normal person at 65, like you get your sixth Super Bowl, probably just going to go hang out on the beach. Like, what else can you do?
I mean, win a seventh. No
days. Yeah, but
the guy
why?
Was getting no when, days off after they won the fifth Super Bowl last year.
But what's the
at
point?
At the parade, he's like, let's get back to work. No what's, days off.
What's the point, though? I mean, once you win, like, six of them. I mean,
to make sure no one ever beats you.
What's the difference in six, seven, eight, you know?
To make sure that no one beats you. To make sure that no one gets close to you.
I mean, who's going to? Like, what other? I mean, it's six.
No one.
Right.
No one if you get
just
to six.
Just go hang out on the beach.
Go get seven, eight, nine.
Here's my thing. When you're 65, 65 is pretty young. I mean, in terms of, you know, a lot of people live to be 85, whatever. But once you get to that age, though, you're probably thinking about, you know, I might not have that long left. It might be 10 years, could be 20 years. I'm probably going to go enjoy my life.
Usually people are scared to retire for that reason.
Yeah, but he's got millions and millions of dollars. Like, just go hang out on the beach. Go do what you've always wanted. But I don't know. Maybe all he's ever wanted to do is just coach football.
Maybe all he's wanted to do is host Super Bowl championships.
I guess.
Not AFC championships, Super Bowl championships.
I don't know. If I'm him, I'm going to – I'm just enjoying every day.
Is there something to it where you could be the only – if I'm either Belichick or Brady, the only thing I want to do is be the first person to leave.
You want to be the first person to leave?
Yeah, I want to be the first person off the Patriots ship. That way, when it goes bad, because everything goes bad eventually, you can say, yeah, it was good when I was there. Like, imagine Brady leaves and the Patriots take a huge step back, and all of a sudden Belichick doesn't look as smart.
What if they retire at the same time? Do you think they'll leave at the same time?
I don't know. Are they friends like that?
I don't know.
I'm not led to believe that they're boys like that. I'm led to believe that they, like, kind of butt heads, but maybe they would have that mutual respect. Popovich didn't. Popovich and Duncan didn't, right?
Right.
And to an extent, Popovich, he's kept that train rolling, but they haven't made the finals since Duncan retired.
No.
So, I mean, to me, the pendulum gets swung a little bit that it's Duncan.
I mean,
that
also
gets a little bit more percentage of the credit than Popovich. Just a little bit. Popovich is still great, but
it also kind of coincides with Golden State's rise, right?
It does. It does. And that's a fair point that, like, hey, maybe if Golden State wasn't a super team, maybe Pop could have got this team back to the finals. And they were up 20 points game one against the Warriors before Kawhi got hurt. So maybe that would have put that to bed and you said, oh, yeah, it's definitely all Pop. But this year the Spurs are kind of struggling, right? And that Spurs way is kind of going by the wayside. Kawhi Leonard upset. LaMarcus Aldridge upset. Popovich doesn't look as brilliant. And Kawhi's still hurt, I get that. But, like, they're the fifth best team in the West. One, two, three. Yeah, like, in the playoffs, I'll think there will be the fifth best team in the West. I would take a healthy Minnesota, healthy Houston, healthy Oklahoma City over even a healthy Spurs team. And maybe I'm going to feel really stupid when Kawhi gets back and they're the same Spurs, but – like, it feels like it's passed by a little bit. If I'm Brady, I want to leave Belichick and see if he can do it again with another quarterback. See, go win a Super Bowl without me.
Their careers do seem to be kind of in the same stage.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, you know.
Where they would leave together,
in
right?
In quarterback years, Brady's about the same age as Belichick as a coach, I would think.
Not age-wise, I would say no, because at 65, you could still, you know, play. You could still coach for an extra 6 years pretty easily, I think.
You know, like Brady could play. Wouldn't it be insane if he was playing?
I mean, he kept saying he wants to play to 45, but like,
yeah.
You know, at times this year he looked cooked. You know what I mean? Like at times that body started breaking down, and look, you know, half of that Jaguars game he didn't look very good.
I mean, Belichick doesn't want to coach till he's 75, though, does he? I mean, that just seems...
I'm just saying he could.
Right. Yeah.
And
well,
I was going to say maybe Belichick looks and he's older because he's just kind of like, I've done everything I've accomplished, but we keep saying of Nick Saban and he keeps rolling too, right?
Yeah.
And Nick Saban's job is harder than Belichick's.
Because he's got to recruit every day.
Yeah.
Like, I do feel like they're on, you know, close enough of a parallel that you would think maybe they would have that mutual, that they would talk to each other and be like, hey, when are you planning to step down? I feel like it's close enough that, you know, if they're, let's say Belichick's 68 and Brady's 43, and Brady says, you know, coach, I think I'm done. I'm ready to retire. Is it worth it for Belichick to stick around for another 5 to 7 years with no Brady? Maybe.
And that's why I say I'm the first to leave. Because eventually the Patriots will quit winning all these Super Bowls, and I want it to look like I'm the reason why. Not that I couldn't get it done without the other guy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, if I'm the other guy.
You want that opportunity?
If I'm the other guy, I immediately announce I'm leaving too. Like if I'm Belichick and Brady says he's leaving, I'm 68.
But you look a little weak in that point, though.
But if I'm 68?
You're scared to do it without him? You're scared to do it without him? You went out because he went out?
Do you look weak if you're 68, though?
Like, yeah.
I think
Belichick can be 80 and he's still going to be Belichick.
I think if it's flipped around the other way, maybe Brady looks kind of weak. Like if Belichick announces he's leaving. But they're both at that stage in their career is what I'm saying, where I don't think it would be that surprising if either, you know, if I'm them, I'm walking out together. But I don't know if they have that kind of relationship.
I just don't see Bill Belichick as the type of guy to just sit back, relax, and lay down on a really comfortable mattress or a really comfortable brand new piece of furniture from 1038 Furniture up in Bean Station. It's Super Bowl weekend. You still got time. Go up, get you a new recliner. Belichick might need one eventually to take some naps in. They're offering them for as low as $299. They perfected the manufacturing side for many years, and then they decided they're going to cut out the middleman and just sell them themselves. They're going to get you a good price, the best price. Look up their inventory. Communicate with them on 1038 Facebook, on 1038 Furniture's Facebook, or on 1038furniture.com. Hour two in the books, hour three on deck. We'll get to some more headlines. We'll pump the brakes or keep rolling. We might find a power rankings. And then Will Warren wants to come on and talk baller balls with us at 12:30. Jam-packed third hour. Don't go anywhere. Stay locked in right here on Fan Run Radio.